and nose were running. You say that he
got overhit. Okay. Overheated, but didn't see overhit.
Uh-huh. If he was sneezing and everything, you'd say that he
got a cold.
Huh?
A cold from it, I guess. Uh-huh. A hay fever.
You said he what a cold? He
caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, then he'd be
cooled his throat.
Yeah. If he couldn't talk right, then
had a laryngitis.
Yeah. Or you say he's a little bit
hoarse.
Okay. If you go like that, you say you have a
cough.
And say if you had gotten some medicine, you go in there, you might ask, why haven't you
taken it or took it?
Okay.
And why have you say, took your medicine?
And might say, I've already
took it.
Okay. And somebody who can't hear anything at all, you say that they're
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he took off his shirt and it was all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweated.
And, you know, a little sore that comes to a head is called a
arising.
Okay, any other names?
A boil.
Mm-hmm.
B-U-I-L. And the carbuncle. That's so. I think they see that's bigger than the rising.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I know about it.
What about the stuff that drains out when you open it?
Pus.
Okay. And in a blister. That.
A blister?
Yeah, the liquid inside a blister.
That's, I guess that's a hot water, I reckon, honey. I don't know what you call that, but I know I've had them.
Yeah.
Pop something, pop out of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you break them, and they make sore.
Uh-huh. And you say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
It's swollen.
Huh?
It's swollen.
Okay. And you say if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And say if someone got shot or stabbed, you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And you know, sometimes the wound doesn't heal back clean. You know, and you get this sort of white granular substance around it, and you have to cut it out or burn it out.
I think they call that gristle,
mm-hmm.
or some kind of a gristle growth, I think is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think. Proud flesh.
Hmm?
Proud flesh
mm-hmm.
is what they call it.
And say if you had a little cut on your finger, you might put this
Band-Aid?
Or this little brown liquid that stings.
Oh, iodine.
Okay. And what do people used to take for colds? The white bitter powder.
For colds?
Yeah. Or make, just put a white bitter substance. It could come in capsules.
Calcium, I get no long. Calitabs, I think uh-huh. they called it. Calitabs. It was a tablet.
Uh-huh. What do people used to take for malaria?
It was 666 tonic. It was a tonic.
Uh-huh.
And it 666.
Uh-huh. What was that? You know?
I don't remember, honey, but I did see, I used to see that grainy stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was iron in it. Because it was that black stuff in it. I've took it,
mm-hmm.
and it had looked like a grain of sand, but it wasn't. It was a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they call it, a crystal of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then iron, and I forgot what else they said was in it.
What's
something
about,
for the fever, anyway.
What's about the most bitter medicine you ever had to take?
Let's see.